Hey everybody, welcome back to The Blindsiders, where we're going to be doing a special episode where we cover the upcoming season of Survivor New York, and I'm joined by the host and creator of the show, Chris, and the executive producer, and as you told me last time, mother of Survivor New York.
Correct.
Naomi. How are you two doing?
Am I father, I guess?
Yeah, you can be father. You're daddy.
You're the happy father. You're Chris Lord. Yeah.
I'm daddy.
Yeah. You're taking it right that's from Pedro weird. Pascal, who's the internet's daddy. Now it's you, Chris.
Oh, that sounds fun. I'm very happy. I'm very excited to do this. This is kind of like, I feel like, the very beginning of the whole process. And just kind of like talk about what's to come and get people excited about this weekend coming up. So it should be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is like really unique. And Naomi, maybe you can take this. This is the first time we're previewing a season that hasn't happened yet. So would you want to kind of explain what's going on here?
It's wild. We haven't. So I remember in season 3, we kind of did a live stream in tandem. And then the game was so good that we were like, I don't want people to know how it ends. So we stopped. We just said, all right, thanks for watching. Bye. And we shot the rest of the game without spoilers. And that season is incredible. But the live stream wasn't up to its full potential. But there are so many incredible games out there doing really wonderful live streams. There's Survival Challenge, of course, but there's Can You Survive? There's competitive events. There's all these different games from all over who have such deep fans tuning in for day after day. I think of Real Foot mostly. And the passion that people have to watch these people play Survivor is really fun. And I think it gives you a really instant feedback to playing this game. Because for some people, and for a lot of our Survivor New York players, you have to wait like a year and a half, 2 years for the season to come out, and it can be a lot to think about. So we're going to get some instant feedback this year, and I'm really excited. So we're live streaming Thursday night. The game starts Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we're all going to go home and cry.
I'm sure it'll be a large sense of relief that it'll be over, because it's such a buildup to put these seasons together. As you know, I've talked to both of you offline about all that goes into it, and to have like it all happen and air and end, it has to be kind of a different experience, right, Chris?
You know, that's a great point. So like you guys have said, it's like you plan the season that takes months and months. Like, this has been in the works for 7-8 months, maybe a little bit longer. And then if we had decided to film this and turn it into episodes, it's another year and a half that goes into it. So it's this whole 2-year long process that, you know, is a part of my life daily that I think about and I work on. And it is very exhausting. You know, I had just finished doing season 5. You know, it had aired earlier this year. It was over by May. But that season, you know, was filmed in summer of 2021, so almost 2 years completely dedicated to that. So I wanted to try something different. You know, I know everyone's been doing the live stream thing lately, and it's been really fun that having the fans be a part of the experience and getting to see everything live and unedited and just like very real. And then as soon as this game is over on Sunday, it's like sort of like the book is over, the chapter's ending. Like, it will feel very good to kind of just like move on. And there will be like some small edited videos that we'll try and put together just for our own memories, and we'll premiere those at some point later on down the road. But they won't be like weekly episodes that you've probably seen before with Survivor New York. But they'll still be fun.
I mean, I think Chris's editing got so good with season 5. And part of the thing was that season 5 to season 6, we changed from 2 days to 3 days, which seems like nothing when Survivor's gone from 39 to 26 days, but it's huge. It's so much more footage. It's so much more intense gameplay and intense emotions because it goes a little bit longer. And we really loved 3 days and what it brought to the game. However, filming got so intricate, and like, I don't want to brag, I went to film school, but also we have like really amazing people, like Sheree from season 5 is also like a film professional, and we're trying to make a real TV show almost, and it gets in the way of the experience that our players get. So we are really scaling back in that regard, where I'm still filming, we're still having these videos and capturing these moments, but we're not making like Chris, everyone get quiet so Chris can say, come on in guys. And so everyone can walk in the line. It's like, it's just going to be a lot more slapdash, which I'm excited about because it means that we get to do more with our time. It means that I'm not like asking people to get camera angles and stuff. It means that the players are getting an even more authentic experience.
Totally agree. And I, you know, even hearing you say that, Naomi, is getting me more excited because I feel like, you know, people are going to be able to play the game instead of having to like structurally, you know, do this confessional here at this moment and the time frame for strategizing and, you know, working out all the different angles. For you guys don't understand, like for the challenges, like Naomi has all the, you know, the angles mapped out so that you can see every aspect of it, but in the live stream format, that person, I want them to like get up close and personal and like very raw and like right up front, like as if you're almost there type of an experience. And they're also, we are introducing like microphones into the game so that, you know, people can hear the live streams a lot more clearly. And then at Tribal Council, they'll have like a little small microphone that they can pass around so you can hear people if they're whispering and what they're saying at Tribal Council. And, you know, that's some like watching all these other live games and seeing them do the live stream, it's learning what could be done better. And then also taking note of what they're doing really well at.
Yeah. Well, first I want to say, I'm glad my season wasn't 3 days, cause I didn't sleep at all during that one overnight. And I just feel like I would have completely spun out by the end of 3 days. So thankful for that. But I guess, Naomi, can you kind of talk about like some of the stuff that you've seen in other live games that you wanted to incorporate in this one?
Well, I do think we want to do confessionals still, but I think we want those like sporadic, hey, right now, what are you feeling? Give me a minute. Give me 2 minutes of your time. Because season 6, everything we say about season 6, I want it to be kept in mind that the season 6 cast is crazy. They're out of their minds and I love them very much. And they're really funny people. And of course we have fan favorite, game changer, barrel racer, Kayla Davis coming back, which is really exciting. The YouTube chat was so excited. I forgot that that is a surprise to everybody. But it's a really exciting season. Now, that's 18 people, 2 tribes of 9. And I think we're always sort of swinging the pendulum back and forth. So now I think we want to get really dynamic because why watch a boring season of Survivor on Facebook? You want to watch an exciting season of Survivor. And so we're going to make it exciting. And I think that this season is like, Chris has these really cool ideas for this season. And, I made my little mood board, but with the live stream comes like so much more like instant feedback. We'll finish the challenge. We'll finish the Tribal Council and we'll just hop back on live to film something else. Like is one of the people who was going to participate asked like, is it like 24/7 live feeds? Is it like Big Brother? We're like, no, we're not going to put a camera in the bathroom, please. But I think it is going to feel a lot more like watching Big Brother feeds sometimes, which is unfortunate that we're competing against literally pressure cooker. Chris, I cannot believe that we're up this bad.
Damn, we are screwed. Luckily, that's just night zero, though, so there won't be too much. Like, Thursday night, like, it's obviously not really a spoiler. You know, people are going to be arriving. It's like a soft launch, like, welcome to the game type of night. That's kind of, like, what it is. And then in the morning, the game, like, really ramps up and really begins. But obviously, like, it's like an opening ceremony, like Olympic style that night, I would say.
The Spice Girls are gonna come out, and then like a big
yes
bus, and we're gonna have someone running with a torch through the woods.
Love
It'll
that.
Be Alex. Alex will totally want to be the torchbearer.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Of course. Of course.
Well, Alex, you know, he's been in like every season. So
he's a runner. He's a runner. He'll tell you.
Find a spot for him.
Okay. I will spoil. Alex will be here for season 7.
Oh, of course.
Does Alex have a role in this season? Yes. Him and I have discussed it. There is a role for Alex, and the players that are watching this, get ready for Alex, and the people watching, get ready for Alex. He will be there.
Oh,
it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I would expect nothing less. He's essentially the star of Survivor New York at this point.
Yes.
He gets off that boat speeding through the Fijian Ocean, and he delivers.
Oh, I love that. So, hey, and by the way, pressure cooker, there's going to be a lot of time when nothing's happening. So, you know, split screen, I feel like for both this and that, you'll be fine. You'll have all the reality stuff that you need as a viewer. So when you were putting together and casting and all that, were you approaching that process any differently when you were constructing the challenges? Were you kind of thinking like, what's going to look good live versus what would look better edited? I don't know if that came up at all, Chris or Naomi, whoever.
No, but do you want to talk about the casting part?
Okay. And then you have to talk about the challenges, because I know you have put a lot of effort into them. I think just with the cast, we asked people, hey, do you want to be in edited episodes or do you want to be in live streams? And this cast is full of people who said, I don't care. I want to play. And I love that energy. I love that attitude. No shade to anybody who sort of deferred their tuition or whatever. But I'm really excited for this group of people. I think they're so funny. So we're going to have a really fun intro video, because something that I don't like about live streams that no shade to anybody else, it's very hard to see people up close talking when the camera is in the wide, right? It's hard to make out who is who and what voice is coming from what person. So we have everybody giving a quick little intro about themselves. They're all so funny. They make me laugh so much. I've texted like Chris and Davey, the videos, just being like, you guys, I'm laughing my ass off at these people. And so I just think they're very dynamic and interesting and funny all around. And I know that they're there to play Survivor. They're not there to be like on TV. They don't want to be on the CBS challenge. They want to like have a really fun time.
Yeah. And in terms of the challenges, you know what? That was a great question, Brian. And I did not actually think about, you know, what is interesting in terms of a live stream versus filmed. I just look at the challenges. That's my favorite aspect of this. I mean, I care about everything else about the game, of course, but I care about the challenges more than anything else. So that's my favorite part, and trying to take things from the show and bring it there so that the players can do this, so they can, you know, be like, oh my God, I got to do that one thing that's from the show, or this challenge, or this puzzle, or this aspect of it. And, they can test how they do. I think a lot of the challenges are more action based, which will look good in a live stream format. There are, of course, endurance challenges. And I don't really expect people to sit there for 40 minutes watching the entire, you know, live stream. If they want to, sure, go ahead and do that. But we could take breaks in between, you know. There's just so many different types of challenges, and I feel like everyone's going to just love the reality aspect of them, because they're all very close from the show.
Yeah, and I'll say, Chris, too, like, when you think about the challenges, Chris and his whole challenge team have designed some really visually fun challenges. Some puzzles will be making their return. Some puzzles will be evolved. But if you look at the puzzles in season 4 and 5, they're big boy puzzles. They're not like, and again, no shade to them, because I love them and I love the Etsy puzzle makers, but it's not the tiny little Etsy 3D puzzles. It's huge. And I think that that's going to translate so well on camera, and people are going to see that and see a real Survivor challenge happening in front of them.
Yeah, and I mean, New York's always been great with that. Like, when I played, there was that, I think it was the Final Immunity Challenge with the balls on a disc, which, like, I've watched so many seasons of that, and I was like, I would do great at that, and I did. So I'm happy for all the future players to get their shot at these challenges that they've seen on television. Speaking of the show, so, you know, obviously on the Blindsiders, when Ben is here, we oftentimes, you know, lament maybe the current state of Survivor and, you know, look with rose-tinted glasses at the past. But how has, like, the reception of the newer seasons kind of, I guess, affected the way you've approached putting together Survivor New York? I don't know if, like, you embrace the new era wholeheartedly, or they're kind of, like, a response to certain things that, you know, maybe people didn't like as much on the actual show that you can kind of, you know, help them with on this online show.
That's a great question. I feel like the new era has been so much fun because it has evolved the game in so many new ways. The advantages are very clever. The players are playing harder than I think they've ever played before, and they're playing quicker than they've ever played before. And the casts are incredibly diverse, and they're incredibly memorable people. Even the early eliminated players are very memorable. And I think in terms of casting, the players that are playing, all memorable. You know, I can put a name to every face and remember stories that they've all told me. And I, you know, I've just watched one audition video a few months ago from them. In terms of the gameplay, I think incorporating some of the new advantages makes sense, or just sort of amplifying the amount of advantages in the game, like the new era has had. Makes sense. I also really enjoy the summit aspect of the new era, where players from opposite tribes maybe don't have the opportunity to make friendships with each other, or, you know, bond with each other, but they get to go to the summit and get to know each other and get to make these important decisions that could alter the game together. And I think that you may see that in this season coming up.
All right. I like that. A little tease for future stuff happening. Naomi, same question. How has, like, the new era influenced how you've approached certain things as the executive producer?
As the EP, I'm always heavily influenced, mostly by money. And if you want to, my Venmo is at Naomi. I don't know. No, I really feel like what I love most about Survivor and what I can see permeating Survivor today is, like, people form such fast relationships, whether it's in real Survivor, whether it's in live reality games, where, you know, you're seeing people play idols on each other because they can't imagine a world where it's like, this person isn't in my game. And I think that we are looking to test those bonds, and at the same time, I think we're looking to create those bonds with people. Chris and I spend so much time, like, just making potential tribes. It doesn't get like, oh, here we go. Like, I don't know how Jeff Probst does it, but we spend hours. I'll just text Chris a new photo every once in a while and be like, what do you think? What do you think about this one? How about this? Because everybody is so dynamic and interesting. And really, to me, I think the new era of Survivor has a lot of ups and downs. But what I like most is how interesting the diversity campaign that CBS has pledged to makes Survivor. And it's hard, I think, for live reality games to, especially for Survivor New York, where we have no prize money, to get that ideal and that standard that I think the Survivor diversity campaign accurately set forward. But we try our darndest, and I think this cast is going to be really cool. And also, I think, we're like a very, I said this to all of our players, we're a safe Survivor space. We're not like, we'll go on that woke shit. I don't care. Like, we're here so that everybody can have a fun Survivor game. And I am so excited to give people that. I'm excited for people to play in a space where they feel like it doesn't matter my background or who I am or any of these aspects that I feel normally very stressed about. This is going to be fun for me.
Yeah, love that. That Survivor safe place. I like that a lot. So I guess what would you say are you most nervous about? And then what are you most excited about this live thing? Chris, if you want to start that off, I don't know which one you want to start with.
The truth, I mean, the most nervous part is always like, you know, when you do these games and you don't own the land in which you do them, you have to hope that you are following the guidelines of the parks and making sure that you're not pissing off the wrong person at the wrong time. So I'm just making sure that, you know, we're all being very respectful and, you know, adhering to the quiet hours, this and that. But that's like my own personal, like, deep fear, but I feel like we should be okay in that regard. But I guess also dropouts, if there's any more dropouts in the cast. But I have to say, the last few seasons of Survivor New York, we've had like less than three. I mean, and I've been a part of other people's live reality games, like helping them, and I've heard of like more people drop out very sporadically. So I feel very honored that a lot of people have committed to this game and to this season and the last few seasons, and because they really want to play. And the most exciting part, I think, for me is always going to be seeing them compete in the challenges and seeing their excitement in doing that and winning immunity. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to agree with Chris on the dropouts, just because, like, no shade to this person, but there's one person who I'm very nervous about. And I'm so nervous because I think, one, they're a really wonderful player and a really exciting addition to our cast. But, you know, two is I want them to be there. I want them to be there so badly. And so, like, you're putting all your hopes onto this person. But that kind of ties into what I'm so excited about. My favorite part of the game, actually, is that Thursday where everybody shows up and you finally realize who you're playing with. Because, like, I have, like, the little cards, like, right here. Like, this group of people that you, Chris and I, have chosen to become friends and to spend time together and have a really fun experience together. I love just watching the meetings happen. I love meeting every single person and getting to, like, actually see them face to face. I don't know. I just live for that day zero. I love watching how quickly everybody not only turns on their Survivor game and says, like, okay, well, let's socialize starting now, but also how excited and happy everybody is before anybody gets voted out.
Oh, man. All right. So how do people watch this? Let's break it all down. Let's make sure this, I'll clip this out, put it on TikTok everywhere. How are people going to be able to watch this season?
Well, Chris, I think first you should reveal the season. You should reveal what our season is called so that people know where to tune in.
Yes. That's a great point to start. I want to say it was around December, January. You know, the season was blank. Not really sure what to call this next season. Not really sure where to go with the logo. And at that time, ChatGPT was very popular and it just started. So we were like, Noam and I were like, let's ask ChatGPT to make a theme for a Survivor game that's based in New York. So it had created Survivor New York Empires Wilderness. So I loved the whole name right from the get-go. It was the first thing that it had popped out. And it's like, it's Empires Wilderness. It's New York's wilderness. And that's what we are living and experiencing. We are staying in Montgomery, New York, which is, you know, a very wooded, small town. and the park that we're at is, you know, very woodsy, cute, pond, lake, the true wilderness.
Yeah, I think that season five, what people are used to. So season six, we did the season at this park, and it really feels like you're back in the woods, and it's got that woodsy survivor feel as opposed to like beachy survivor feel. And Empire's Wilderness, I think also, Chris, like, you have built an empire of Survivor, and I think that it's really cute to acknowledge that, because you worked so hard for all these people to have such a fun time, and to think about where season zero was, where you just wanted people to come play at the playground, and now we get to rent out a whole, like, campsite for 3 days is crazy. And the Empire's Wilderness is very spooky ooky. It's very mysterious. My mood board has like Legend of Zelda runes and like purple forests. And I'm so excited. The aesthetic, the buffs, like the tribe flags, the mats. Every tribe has an animal associated with it. I am so excited. I'm feral to post these graphics because I'm just so excited at how gorgeous it looks, really.
Yes. I love that. Is this where we should reveal the logo?
Oh, if you want to, we can.
I mean, you can edit it around this. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll drop it in, yeah, obviously, right? Later. Okay.
So I'll do like a little voice thing, like, so yeah. We want to share with you, Brian, the logo for the season, give you the exclusive. So this is our logo for the season.
Love it.
It's very spooky, very fun, colorful. It was made by season five winner Stan. It took like probably a 45 different edits to get to this point. But, you know, it really just felt very different than any other logo that I've ever had before. It felt different than like all the logos that I've seen. It's dark. It's a little scary. And it spoke to the wilderness aspect, I felt like. And Naomi did a lot of hard work. I think a lot of it was her vision for this. And it was really fun to see her like work that through with Stan.
Yeah. You also missed like the hour-long phone call I had with Stan. But I think Chris really summed it up quite nicely, but I think we're, you know, Survivor on CBS is a game that happens like so much in the sun and it's just so bright. And I think we really wanted to play into the idea of like, what does the forest hold for you? What does the wilderness hold in store for you, the Survivor player? And also I just love the rune so much. I'm kind of obsessed with the Statue of Liberty rune.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with the neon, the, you know, what's not so much on this is like the yellows and the oranges in contrast to the, like the teals and the purples. This is just like, I've watched too much Project Runway lately. So I'm like, oh, the colors, you know, but I think that it's really fun and the season that Chris has cooked up, because, you know, we just get the name from ChatGPT. AI isn't replacing our jobs, even though it might replace my other jobs. But we're just cooking up what Chris has created, and the concepts that he has based on the idea is so much fun. And also, I want to say thank you to Stan for putting up with me texting him about 20 different changes at all hours of the day.
Yes, shout out Stan, my winner pick from that season. And then
good job. Right, good
which one. Was like very exciting to root wire to wire as he, I'll say, dominated that season. Let's be real.
We sure did.
So yeah, I love the logo. I'm so excited. As you said, I think it'll be very cool to, for the first time, show off this new location, because the other seasons were all, you know, very similar. Obviously, you went to the beach and you had shots of Bannerman Island in the last one. But this will be cool to have like a new vibe. It's always fun.
Yeah. So let me tell you where to tune in, right? So first things first, on Facebook, we have our Survivor New York Facebook page, facebook.com/Survivor New York, right? But for each tribe, we will also be making a tribe Facebook page. So when the tribe is having like their time off, maybe they won the challenge or confessionals or bonus content. That's all going to be posted on the tribe's Facebook page and then shared to the main page so that if your loved one or your friend is on a certain tribe, you can stay tuned with them. And I'm not going to reveal the naming convention yet, but you'll see them shared on the main page. And also in our Survivor New York viewer group on Facebook, which is facebook.com/groups/SurvivorNYVG, Survivor New York viewer group. And additionally, we will be on Instagram as well, giving you recaps. We're going to be posting to the main feed. And as you mentioned earlier, Brian, we're going a little out of order. We're going from, you know, season 5 to season 7. And 6 is worth the wait, I can tell you. But, yeah, we're co-wronging it a little bit. We're sort of pushing them to the
And background. Co-wrong was great. So I don't think there's anything exactly. to worry about that. So.
And the season 6 winner is still the season 6 winner, and the season 7 winner is the season 7 winner. It's not going to change just because of that. Exactly. And it's different because this is live streamed. It's totally different.
Yeah, I'm super excited. And Instagram is going to be great too if you want more like tangential recaps. But then, Brian, you are going to be helping me and Chris, while we're in the woods, sweating our butts off and freaking out at all hours of the day. I gotta say, I'm so excited that my phone battery isn't like complete garbage now because I can actually make it through a day. But we're also going to be having something that was initially co-opted by Surviving Real Foot, which I think is a genius concept, which is the game spreadsheet. So there will be a spreadsheet. I haven't made the Bitly link yet, but you can trust that it's going to be a tiny URL or a Bitly link that will link you to a spreadsheet where you can view the whole cast, you can view the tribe breakdowns, and you can view, if you want, the pages that spoil what is happening up until that point in the game, and also linking you, spoiler-free, to the videos of the tribals and the challenges and any confessionals that come along throughout the season. So that's the tab you're going to want to bookmark, right? Because you'll be able to access everything you need for the season from there, and you can share it with your friends. And if you really want, we're going to have a Survivor New York viewer chat as well. So that also so heavily inspired by Surviving Real Foot, just a Facebook group where people are putting their thoughts in at all times. I think it's really great for discussion without having it be on a live video. And the one thing I think Chris and I want to say to the people who are going to be watching is that we are a positive game, and we're not going to be rude to our players because they are giving everything to come up for the weekend. And so we want to give them a fun experience when they log back on.
Definitely. Exactly. Yeah. I think, you know, I was like, oh, how can I help and stay at home in the AC? This is perfect for me. But yes, the banhammer will be heavy and swift, if anyone's mean, to the players in the comments.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, is there anything else that we didn't touch on that you two wanted to touch on while we're here?
I don't know. I'm pretty good.
I think I'm good too.
All right. Well, with
we could
that,
do like a little bye, little thing.
Yeah, yeah. Floor is yours, Chris.
But you could. You want to do a send off or something? I don't know. It was nice talking to you guys. I don't know.
It was very nice talking to.
Of course.
Say it was nice talking to us right now.
Yes.
I wasn't trying to be shady. I was just
Yes, yeah, no, I get you. Well, other than Survivor New York, anything you want to promote? Naomi, I know you run a podcast like Empire, you're building it up. Do you want to give a little plug?
Well, I am podcasting at Silent Podcasts, and I don't think we're going to be live streaming, but I'm actually going to be playing a live reality game the weekend after Survivor New York. So I just want everybody to pray for me. Wow. That's what you're going to do.
Do I know about this?
I'll tell you off mic, but I'll be playing that. And yeah, tune into Silent Podcast at Silent Podcast. They're doing amazing Big Brother coverage. You guys are doing amazing Big Brother coverage. I just think that once again, no shade. The smaller voices have way more interesting opinions. Because the Big Brother fans are fucking crazy. And so like the smaller your sphere, the less crazy people you have to deal with. Additionally, check out Mike White Was Robbed. Okay, thanks.
Yes. All right, and Chris, anything you want to plug other than Survivor New York? And if not, we'll close the show out.
No, just Survivor New York. That's all that's on my mind.
All right, so links will be in the description for all the live stream places for you all to watch when the show is live. And other than that, thank you both so much for taking the time to promote it. I always have so much fun on these podcasts. And we'll be back to preview the sixth season after the seventh season when that's ready to drop.
Thank you, Brian. Always nice to see you and chat with you.
Yeah, and other than that, check out the channel here, Better Radio, for all kinds of podcasts, reality TV, television recaps. Although television recaps won't be happening for scripted stuff. Well, the strike's going on until that's over. For now, we'll just be doing the reality television beat. And if you're somehow, you know, not sick of hearing my voice after listening to all the podcasts, you can hear it even more on our Wicked Good Sports podcast channel where we cover sports. So other than that, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you in the next one.